Hey, everybody, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm going to be praying a very famous verse today, and we'll unpack that together. Today, I'm reading from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 14, and this is what it says in the World English Bible. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the residue of the elders of the captivity, and to the priests, to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After Jeconiah the king, the queen mother, the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, it said, Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives whom I have caused to be carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and fathers and father sons and daughters, take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and don't be diminished. Seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to Yahweh for it, for in its peace you will have peace. For Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, don't let your prophets who are among you and your diviners deceive you. Don't listen to your dreams, which you cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says Yahweh. For Yahweh says, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. You shall call on me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says Yahweh, and I will turn again your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says Yahweh. I will bring you again to the place from where I caused you to be carried away captive. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, so many people read this verse out of context. They rip it from what this actually is, a letter from the prophet Jeremiah to a nation in exile that is going to be there for 70 years. And his advice to them is to flourish and prosper where they are, to bloom where they're planted, to plant those gardens and to seek the prosperity of Babylon, which seems very counterintuitive. But as we jump forward into the New Testament, we know that we are now in that time of alien life, and we are to seek the prosperity and bring the kingdom of God down to earth as on earth as it is in heaven, and to seek the prosperity of the places that we are inhabiting, to bring little bits and pieces and shards of your beauty into the everyday life. I really am just interested by how the WEB translates this. You shall call on me, you shall go and pray to me, I will listen to you, you shall seek me and find me when you search with me for all your heart. And in 11, it says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. And so this verse is not about that God has great plans for you and that you can claim this for, you know, all of his cool plans he has for you. In this translation, it talks about thoughts, but the context of what Jeremiah is saying is that, that we may be in exile right now. We may be in a difficult situation right now. And the message is to thrive where you are right now. The message is to bloom in the place that you've been planted. And sometimes God plants us in difficult places. I'm personally walking through that right now. And so I'm going to go back to prayer. Sorry, I preached a little bit. But Lord Jesus, help us to understand what it means to thrive where we're planted, even in the midst of Babylon, to seek the prosperity of all those around us, to understand that this world is not all there is, that what we do here on earth matters for eternity. It has an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. And so, Lord, help us to be faithful in the hard stuff, not necessarily trying to escape our lot, because the Israelites could not escape their captivity. They had to stay there. And so sometimes, Lord, you bring us into places where we have to stay, and it is not fun. But you are good, and you give us the strength necessary to endure the hardships like a good soldier for Christ. And so, Lord, I know that many of us are weary I understand that. So Lord, would you just be with us and would you carry us through this time of exile, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Julie Cannon. Shannon. Dr. Julie Shannon. And she has a podcast called the Bearing Life Podcast. And you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts and just Google the Bearing Life Podcast and you'll find it. Life experiences often lead us to seek answers to key questions, how we bear our burdens well, how we help others bear their burdens, and how we bear the fruit or find purpose and passion in spite of difficult challenges. Join her as she explores practical compassion through conversation and stories about life realities, singleness, infertility, grief, depression, childlessness, anxiety, divorce, job loss, disabilities, mental health, for example, to name a few things. Conversations include featured guests who share personal stories about their own life and their reality and how they have walked through and how other people have helped them and what life looks like on the other side. So pick this up or put it in your earbuds, actually, the Bearing Life Podcast by Dr. Julie Shannon. I know it will be a blessing to you. And it's just so interesting how beautifully today's scripture melds in with the message of her podcast. Julie, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.